So to kind of tie the conversation up, then what are your favourite sites or the ones that you kind of look at and really go, yeah, that really impresses me in terms of how they have expressed themselves?
Yes, I mean, I think we've mentioned two or three of them. I think that those retailers, and I deliberately looked at three different retailers, John Lewis, Iceland, and to some extent Tesco, I think were spot on. I looked at some car companies as well, and I really like Smart Car. Again, an organisation with a real strong sense of brand and differentiation. You know, you can spot a Smart Car a mile off.
Well, they were very fashion-oriented from the start, weren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. The site's a bit quirky, which is exactly what you'd expect given the cars. Very good use of video. Quite an entertaining video on minimising petrol use on environmentally friendly sort of driving styles, if you like. It's what you'd expect from knowing the brand and the product. Although one slight, may have been my misuse, but there was a web survey that popped up halfway through in German, which threw me a little bit. I've talked about John Lewis, which I thought was excellent, and I think the Iceland we've talked about as well. I think the, you know, not so much corporate sites, but it also comes back to what I was saying about, you know, the most successful web brands, if you like, have been these functional brands, you know, and time again, you know, the Amazons and the eBays and the Facebooks. Okay, you get some criticism when some of the functionality has changed, but they set the standard for online experiences, if nothing else. What is lacking, I think, and I can't really think of a site, although I was doing some research for another project the other day, and this would be the closest, which is quintessentially the sort of premium concierge service aimed at very high net worth individuals. I think what's lacking is some of what I used to criticise in the past as brochureware, sites which do give you a sort of feast of visual experience, and are more than transactional sites, and you get a real sense of a brand experience, if you like. And there aren't that many of those, and I just think there is an opportunity for, you know, for better use of sound and video and colour and pacing, and also, you know, some things that, you know, people more creative than me can come up with.
So ultimately, what you would like to see is people giving that full emotional connection, that full expression.
Yes.
How far do you think people could take it?
I mean, when you look at the emotional engagement that is achieved through cinema, through television, and obviously there's convergence between television and you know, television in effect is an online presence. There is convergence there. But when you look at what television and cinema achieve in emotional connections through visual and sound stimuli, I think there's quite a way for websites to go. Whilst not perhaps stepping into the mistakes of the past where you do end up with imageware that just irritates. I mean, there is still a need for, I don't know what the figure is, you may well, but, you know, X percentage of websites are only accessed because someone suddenly wants the address or the phone number because they're on a way there, and you don't want to go through 5 minutes of film if you're looking for the address. So there needs to be a balance, but I think there's quite a way to go. Perhaps something could be learnt from games, you know, some of the visual and verbal quality, sound quality, oral quality on computer games. Perhaps more of that could be brought into the websites for those brands where it merits it. So I'm not, you know, this is not for Amazon or LinkedIn or Facebook, but those, you know, perhaps a little bit of Jaguar, technical access challenges notwithstanding. You made a good point about broadband access, but if those could be overcome, then perhaps something can be learned from some other, well, in effect, our digital disciplines.
So, finally, as a result of some of these brand exercise projects and the many that you've done, Have there been the sort of positive feedback from the clients in terms of what they would see as ROI from improving how they are online?
Yes.
I mean, I know it's a whole extra, it's a whole huge discourse we could do on this, but in terms of the sort of short punchline.
Yes, I think one thing about, as you know, I'm a branding person with an interest in digital rather than a digital expert, but I think the actually it's the digital piece of a rebrand that can be most easily measured. Generally, that tends to be the piece that's positive. Now, whether you measure that in engagement through things like page hits, or whether you actually measure it through sales if you're selling through the site, or whether you measure it through online surveys, or perhaps even more effectively offline surveys, I think generally it's the digital part of a rebrand that seemed to have offered the most value. And I think that is one thing about the digital world. It is more measurable. I've put projects in for rebranding awards in the past, and it's very hard if an organisation updates its brand and changes its brand expression to overall measure the impact of that. The bit you can measure is the digital, the digital element. Yeah.
And so those that have done it would swear by it.
Yes, I mean it's a tangible element of a rebrand, so you can see it immediately. They tend to get positive feedback, if only because you're bringing the brand into line with the business and the brand expression. So I think it's certainly a positive thing to do. But I'd also say, as I mentioned earlier, don't just update the website because you think you need a sort of image makeover. It needs to be founded in the organisational change and the organisation's values and personality. And the best websites, as we've discussed, are those that just seamlessly seem to fit with the organisation. Coming back to them again, but Ryanair and John Lewis and Iceland just seem right for those organisations. And I think if you try and force it and there is a disparity between the website and the business/brand, then something's wrong.
That's a great note to finish on. Adrian, thank you very much for your time.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.